Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The program that knows about building something back up is FSU. And the Seminoles have done a tremendous job over the last couple of years. Chris Knee has been there every step of the way. I'll tell you what, there's nobody that I know like Chris Knee. He's stayed the course. He's never gotten too excited. He never got too down. He kind of knew that down the line things would fall into place, and they certainly have. And Chris is kind enough to join us this evening. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time. And that's the one thing that I'll always say about you. When Florida State was down, you always kept that optimistic view about things. And now that they're flying a little bit higher, you're the same way. And I appreciate seeing you last week. It's always good to see you.
Yeah, Blue, it's great to see you on Sunday. Yeah, I'm hoping FSU's not flying too close to the sun this year, but it's going to be an interesting year. It's definitely the most excitement around this program in the last 5-6 years now.
Well, every time you're on, I always kind of bring back that first meeting with Coach Norvell and the staff down here in the Boca Raton area. And the one thing I remembered about him is I said, you know, I watched him at Memphis. I've watched his career. A detailed guy. And I always said he doesn't look like a football coach, either does Mike McDaniel for the Dolphins, but they're detailed guys. Talk about that, because I think that has gotten him to this point where FSU's turned things around. I don't think he really cares what the outside people are saying. You know, his skin is thick enough. He knows that his way has been, you know, true and has been something that has worked out. Talk about him, because you now have had enough time to work with him and, you know, interview him and see how he works. Talk about Coach Mike Norvell, you know, as an overall coach.
He's extremely consistent day to day, and I think that's important when you're dealing with young men, that they kind of understand that what you're going to get from coach on Monday is what you're going to get from him on Wednesday, and what you're going to get from him a month from now and a year from now. And he is consistently the same way, and I think it sets a very good tone with his guys, and I think it's been very important as they've crawled out of this hole since his hiring to get better. He's also extremely organized, and I think the best display of that is probably their success with the transfer portal. He's done a very good job of going and hiring a staff, hiring support staff, guys like Derek Ray, the general manager, and navigating those waters and being kind of ahead of the curve, nationally speaking, with regards to going about doing that. And I think the most impressive thing to me in the Mike Norvell era at FSU is the flip of the culture. And I think it's because the guys like each other. They like the guys they play for, and everybody is sort of on the same page. Like, the expectations are clear. There's no guessing. There's no – guys aren't beaten up. They're not talked up. It's consistent throughout the whole program. And I think there's a degree where that just permeates through with everybody. And when you see success come from it, I think it's easy to buy in on it. I think that's what we've seen here in the last 12 months. Even when FSU started 0-4 a couple years ago, he was the same, and they were the same, and the approach was the same, and the way they went about their business was the same. And then they started getting positive results from that. I think they've been able to stack those positive results on top of each other. And last year, when they had the three games that they lost in a row in October, again, it stayed the same. And I think that's why they finished so strong, and why so many people have so much optimism going into this year, where they have a vastly improved roster over what they've had the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you see firsthand, Chris, how's it worked out recruiting-wise? Because you had mentioned the portal, they've done real well there. But to me, winning kind of cures everything. I mean, and now everybody wants to be associated, with Florida State. I don't have to tell you their fan base is good. They always support the program when they're winning. I mean, you can't get a ticket. Talk about that, how it's kind of rubbed off on the recruiting end, because you go to enough events where there's recruits there, whether it be on campus or the other day up in the Orlando area, you know, where you have an Under Armour camp that has some really elite talent. How do some of these athletes embrace Florida State now?
Well, the Under Armour event was a good example of that. The amount of guys that brought up FSU or mentioned, I want to go visit FSU, it's just so different than it has been the last 2-3 years, especially the last 24, 36 months, basically, since the beginning of COVID. FSU hadn't been good, hadn't been successful. They'd had coaching change. Now it's kind of stabilized, and guys see it as a trending up program. I thought Camden Fryer, who's committed here, and yes, he's a legacy, so he's kind of got some skin in the game. But I think Camden Fryer put it really well. A year ago when he committed, people asked him why. And now people are like, dude, how do I do that? How do I get in there? So, like, that's the embodiment of how it's changed over the last 12 months. I think what the staff's done so well is that when they've come up short in high school recruiting at times, they've done an excellent job of using the portal. And in general, their talent acquisition has been very, very good. And it's allowed them to flip the roster. And they're also very good at developing guys. I think that's something they've gotten people have kind of tagged them as a staff capable of developing guys. They step on campus, they leave here better, they improve while they're here, whether it's a high school kid or a transfer kid. That's been true. And I think that appeals to young men. And also, let's be honest, it's an explosive offense and an improving defense, and that's also going to appeal to young men. So, yeah, their recruiting fortunes have changed drastically. They are much more appealing to the average prospect today than they were, heck, even 12 months ago.
Yeah, no doubt. Chris Nee from Knowles 247 joining us. Chris, before I let you go, you, what type of I know that during the spring now, Florida State has got a couple positions that are open. It's going to be some competition. You got a quarterback back, and probably somebody who is as electric as they've had in a long time. What's the feeling around the team this spring?
There are two practices, and tomorrow will be their third day of spring practice, and then they'll break for spring break. I think the biggest takeaway, and given it's all in pajamas those first couple days, but the biggest takeaway is that there's a lot more talent. It's a lot more competitive and a lot more deep than it's been around here in a while. They have to replace Jamie Roms, and that safety is going to the NFL. But offensively, they return, as you mentioned, Jordan Travis, a good amount of skill around him, guys like Trey Benson, Johnny Wilson, and so on. The O-line group is deeper than it's been around here in a while, and they've got three transfers in, Jeremiah Byers, Casey Roddick, Keandre Jones, that are very appealing. It's going to be interesting how they fit in with some of the returning pieces. And then defensively, that defensive line, they added guys like Braden Fisk and Gilbert Edmond, among some others. It gives them a lot of depth and a lot of versatility up front. And I think they intend to kind of play with that toolbox and show some different looking looks up front with what they do defensively. So it's exciting around these parts.
Good. Let everybody know how they can follow, because obviously you do a great job on the website and on social media.
CNE247. The company account is Knowles247 on Twitter, and the website's Knowles247.com.
Chris, I can't thank you enough, man. Again, great seeing you last week. I hope to run in to you sometime in the off season.
All right. Thanks, Blue. Take it easy, buddy.
You too. Chris Nee, not a better guy to do this in Florida State. I'll tell you what, he knows his stuff extremely well. And he's got that demeanor like Mike Norvell. He doesn't get too excited, doesn't get too down. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap it up for a Thursday evening. New coach at Flanagan, Coach Marlon Robinson, is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.